And let's take a moment. We're here at Farm Science Review, an opportunity for you guys to talk with your customers or potential customers. Mm-hmm. When you start talking about seed for next year, what are some of the things that you're able to share with these guys?
Well, right now we're pretty excited about the crop we have. We have several new hybrids and varieties that we've added to our lineup for the 2015 planting season, and production looks great on those. Sometimes you get a little concerned as you have a new release if production is going to be adequate enough to meet demand, and at this point in time it looks great. We're excited about that. Obviously, our growing season has been much like all the other growers in the Eastern Corn Belt. All of our soybeans are produced in Indiana and Ohio. And the growing season, obviously, we were a little bit later getting planted, but the production looks great and supply looks tremendous. Corn-wise, you know, we're spread out from Eastern Nebraska with the majority of our corn being grown in Indiana and Western Ohio.
Are you surprised at how good the seed corn crop looks?
Actually, yeah, we have been very surprised. Couple pedigrees like you have with inbred seed corn production, we've had some issues with northern corn leaf blight on those, and that's typical. It was a heavy disease year throughout our area, so that was to be expected, but it doesn't seem to have affected the production yet at this point in time.
So does the disease pressure in seed corn, is that also something that the guys should be thinking about or watching for in their corn crop this season?
Great question. At this point in time, we are not concerned about ear disease, ear molds that would affect actual germination. What we were more focused on was leaf disease. With inbreds, when we're making hybrid cross, we use a male and a female. Those inbreds typically are very weak on leaf disease strength compared to what the hybrid cross would be. At this point in time, you know, it's early. Seed corn harvest has just started for us. Just started picking and drying. No quality results back at this point in time. You know, with where our production's at, if we can continue to have decent weather like we've had, stay away from a lot of rain, I'm not concerned at this point in time about any quality issues on seed corn.
Let's talk about soybeans. What seed size look like for the coming year?
Well, seed size, of course, now that we've gone to selling by seed count per unit, obviously that's a concern and an interest for everybody. And it is for us, too. It looks like our seed size is going to be on the large size. Now, will it be as large as it was 2 years ago when a lot of guys had 2,200 to 2,500 seed count? I'm not sure. We have bigger pod count or better pod counts now than we had then. But it's going to be on the large side, and I'm going to say there's going to be a lot of seed that we process this winter that'll be the 24 to 2800 seed count. So I think growers should expect that and look at that for the coming growing season.
We are always talking with the farmer about things that they look at and evaluate going into the winter months as they prepare for the next growing season. From a seed production standpoint, what kinds of things do you sit back and take a look at and evaluate for next year?
Yeah, the very great question, and I guess it's ever-changing. You know, we're always trying to be, with seed production, we're always looking 2 years in advance. So we start putting together our 2015 planting or our growing intentions now. And what we're working on now is not going to be planted to 2016. So we're trying to determine what the demand is from the growers by traits, by hybrids, and by varieties, what we have coming. And then now, you know, we're in a situation with soybeans. You know, we've made a big movement towards Liberty soybeans, and we're trying to forecast how far our growers are going to move towards Liberty soybeans. And again, we're making these decisions for the 2016 growing season, and here it is, you know, September of 2014. So it's a, you know, we're trying to look 18 months in the future. And it's a balancing act, and one thing I know for sure, you can't predict this industry that far in advance, so it's kind of a guessing game at this point in time. But it's exciting at the same time, and I think there's a lot of, with herbicide traits, especially on the soybean side, there's a lot of those kind of changes that are coming in the near future.
Well, let me just ask one other question. What do you enjoy the most about your position at Seed Consultants?
Well, I love the challenge because we're working with Mother Nature in everything we do. And, you know, just like every farmer is, The seed production, we don't know exactly how hybrids are going to perform, even though we're producing them this year, so it's always a challenge. We don't know what the industry, which direction they're going, whether they want complete refuge options, whether they want single trait, whether they want conventional. So it's a challenge. It keeps you on your toes, and it does not allow you to get bored, and I think that's probably the part that I enjoy the most.
Well, I appreciate you being able to take a few minutes and visit with us here at Farm Science Review.
Thank you, Dave.